Blog Talk Radio.
Champions of the NFC West. So we're doing big things here. We're doing big things in Miami. This week we are in LA playing the Rams, the LA Rams. And we're gonna make it happen. It's gonna be 5 in a row after this week here. Dolphins, they beat up on in San Diego. Phillip Rivers proved to be his usual self and giving up interceptions and not winning the game when they had it in the control. The Dolphins will take that W, believe me. Last week, the Cowboys keep on rolling, man. They beat up on the Steelers. They just keep the ball moving. And the Vikings lose again. I mean, these are things that we're tracking every week now. What are the Vikings doing? What are the Cowboys doing? The Vikings lose again. Surprisingly, they lose to the Redskins, who the Skins and Kirk Cousins, they're not world beaters. However, 4-3-1 put them a half a game behind the Vikings, and the Vikings had no business losing that game, though they were on the road. Washington was favored by 3 points, but the Redskins had no business losing that game. The Vikings had no business losing that game, and they ought to be ashamed of themselves. The Baltimore Ravens beat the Browns, put the Browns at 0-9. We talked about the Patriots lose in Foxborough to the Seattle Seahawks. Interesting. Seattle Seahawks go out there 5-2-1, go play the Patriots. As we know, it's a rematch of the Super Bowl from a few weeks ago. And what do you know? It comes down to the Patriots on the goal line to score, to tie the game. And they could have won it with a 2-point conversion, but they were down 7. And they needed a score to tie the game up. They're on the goal line with 4 plays, first and goal. Brady runs a couple. Brady on the first down, Brady runs a quarterback sneak. Looked like he really wasn't trying to get a touchdown. On the second play, they give it to LeGarrette Blount, who tried to jump over the pile but is met by Cam Chancellor. Third down, Tom Brady does a quick sneak, and he gets stopped. Fourth down, they try to throw it to Gronkowski, and whether it was an offensive pass interference, a defensive pass interference, it was a pass dropped incomplete. Seahawks won by 7. So that was a good week, a good win by the Seahawks by going to Foxborough and getting a W there. It's always tough to play there, so congratulations to the Hawks. The Packers got beat up by the Tennessee Titans. Now, Mariota can score. Mariota, they have the running game with DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry. They have the big two-headed monster there. Mariota, the running quarterback behind, they can move the ball pretty well. They put up 47 on the Packers. You know, the Packers and the Vikings both in the same division have fallen and can't seem to get up. The team that is able to rebound, the Vikings or the Packers, will likely win that division. The Lions are struggling. The Bears, we have 2 wins this year. So Minnesota or the Packers, whoever is able to rebound and get their footing and win some games here November and December late in the season is going to probably win that division. Now, what they do in the playoffs is another story, but we're talking about division winners right now. The Rams and the biplanes, Jets. They played to another 9-6 game. I think the Rams is the only team in NFL history to have two 9-6 games and win them both. Defensive struggles, and we would expect nothing less coming up on this Sunday. The Falcons and the Eagles. I had the Eagles winning that game. The Falcons actually won that game. I had the Falcons winning the game. And the Eagles actually did win that game. So kudos to the Eagles for winning that game. We also, in talking about the game, also the Lions are on a bye this week. They were on a bye last week. They're not on a they're on a bye last week, so we have the Bears and the Buccaneers, Vikings and the Skins that we talked about, the Chiefs and the Panthers. The Carolina Panthers lose again to the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs took the game away, literally took the game away out of the hands of the receiver, Kelvin Bryant. Marcus Peters did to seal the victory for the Chiefs, so good work out of the Chiefs. The Texans and the Jaguars, Houston won that game on the back of Lamar Miller. We also had the 49ers playing the Cardinals. The Cardinals got healthy last week. And the Cowboys and the Steelers, talk about the Cowboys and Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott. They continue to roll. What more can be said? They continue to roll. So that's the honks to them for keeping up their keeping up their winning streak and getting another W. Their fans giving the fans something loud and proud to cheer about. However, let's see how long they can keep it up. And we had the Bengals and the Giants finish things off on Monday night. The Giants won that game on the arm of the quarterback there, Manning, and the receiver. So that was exciting. This week we have some big games coming up this week. Well, let's go over the scoring. Cleveland, I don't know what's up with my man. I won by the 8-7. Cleveland had three picks against the spread correct. I had two against the spread correct. So with that, Cleveland is leading. He's at 56%. I'm at 50%. We each have 30 games that we picked against the spread up through 3 weeks. I have 15 correct. He has 17 correct, so he won there. As for the season overall, 84 to 77 out of 147 games. Points for the confidence pick, actually, I had another tough week with the confidence picks I did. Last week, Cleveland won 13-11. This week, it's he won again, 7-11. I had Miami, Denver, and Dallas won. New England lost. I had 3 points on them, and Green Bay lost. I had 5 points on them, so enough of them. Cleveland had Baltimore, Arizona, which was 4-5, respectively. New Orleans lost, and Washington won some points for him. In San Diego, he tried to put some points on San Diego, and they lost. So that was last week. So it's another challenge, another tough week. So Cleveland, as far as picks, points against the spread, or picks against the, our confidence picks, I'm up 63% to 62%. So he's done a good job the last couple of weeks to close that gap. Out of 135 total points available, I have 85. He has 84. So let's see if I can extend that lead to see this week here. We have a couple big games coming up this week. One of the games being the Miami Dolphins going for their fifth straight victory over the 4-5 Rams. This is a huge game, obviously. I'm a huge fan, so we'll see how this thing works out. Seahawks, I don't know if they stayed on the East Coast, but they're playing the Philadelphia Eagles this week. They have a 6-point. Let's see how they finish their East Coast trip here. We have the Bills and the Bengals, Steelers and the Browns, Ravens and the Cowboys. Cowboys are giving them 7 points. I don't know that the Ravens have enough to win this game, so I was actually riding with the Cowboys. Jaguars and the Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions are 5-4. They're just a game behind the Vikings. So if the Vikings can get a W, if the Lions can get a W, they're going to supersede the Vikings. And actually, they're ahead of the Packers, so they're playing for a division lead right now, the Lions are. Titans and the Colts both playing to stay alive in their division, lining for a division championship. The Buccaneers and the Chiefs. The Chiefs are 7-2, continuing to roll, getting Andy Reid to another 10-win season. I think he has more than any coach outside Bill Belichick this season. We have Arizona playing the Vikings. This should be a good game because both of these two teams are in jeopardy of playing themselves out of the playoff action. So this should be a pretty good game. It's an even game. I have Minnesota. Cleveland has the Cardinals, surprisingly. But this should actually be a really good game. I'm surprised I didn't highlight that on the calendar for one of the better games of the week. Giants play the Bears. That should be an easy W for the Giants. The Patriots play the 49ers. That should be another easy victory for the Patriots. Packers play the Redskins. The Redskins are up. The Redskins are giving them 2.5 points. Follows Aaron Rodgers, I take it. And the Texans are playing the Raiders, which should be a pretty good game on Monday night. But let's see how things fare out. As for, this past week, like we talked about, Seahawks outlasted the New England Patriots in Foxborough. And I had a question for Mr. Cleveland. He's not with us right now. But who leads the defense? Is it Cam Chancellor or is it Thomas? Because that hit, I don't know if you guys noticed it, but that hit that Thomas put on Gronkowski actually gave him a wound. He actually gave Gronkowski a contusion in his chest, so he may actually be out next week. So what a hit by Thomas last week against Gronkowski that took him out the game. Excuse me, 1 minute, fans. Our guest line, if you guys ever want to call in, our guest line is 619-638-8421. I guess I should open the show up with that. But our guest line, 619-638-8421. That is the guest line. If you want to call in and join us, I appreciate your feedback, and I love anybody who wants to challenge what we got to say, but that's our calling line. Once again, the calling line is 619-638-8421. Call in and let me hear what you got to say. Cowboys keep rolling. Vikings lose again. Dolphins win their fourth straight. We're looking forward to win their fifth straight this year. And then Mike Evans, his temporary political stance. My question for you all was, is this the beginning of more players protesting the election from last week, or is he going to be the only player to protest the election? I don't know the answer to that, but Mike Evans quickly lost steam with his argument by not going out to vote. Now, guys, you got to vote. That's the only voice we have. That's the only way we're going to be heard is by getting out and voting. The protests after election aren't really going to do any good. Talking to your friends at work over the over a water cooler, that's not going to do us any good. Get out there and make your voice heard by voting. That's how you officially make your voice heard. And by him not going out and voting along with Colin Kaepernick kind of tells you what their mindset is, and it doesn't help the masses by them complaining and not voting. We got a lot of those people who complain and complain and complain and do nothing about making a change. You got to be that change if you want to make change. Enough about politics. We're moving on to the Seahawks are still for real, and that's what I learned from last week. The Seahawks are still for real. Last week they go to New England, they get a W, and they go to New England and get a W. That was very impressive. That was very impressive by beating up the New England Patriots in New England. Also by the Vikings and the Packers have fallen, like I said, mentioned earlier, who's going to rebound first, because it's all about who rebounds first, because the season is ending. The season is ending here shortly in the next few weeks, and the team who's able to rebound first will get a chance to be in the playoffs. The Raiders and the Cowboys. If there's an argument over America's team, it would be between these two teams and probably a third team in the mix. But the Cowboys are widely recognized as America's team. The Raiders have fans in every state across the country, I believe. And both of these teams have revised their fans' vigor with winning seasons. The Raiders are 8-2 or 7-2. Cowboys are 8-1. These guys haven't. I don't think they've both been winning for a long time. It's been since the early 90s. So it's nice that both of these guys are winning. It's just that I dislike the fan base of both teams pretty much. But nonetheless, both teams are playing well. Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott for the Cowboys. The defense is just doing a little bit. Dez Bryant has a good running back, has a good quarterback to get him the ball now. So these guys are looking strong. The Raiders have Derek Carr, Mark Cooper. They have a huge running, a huge offensive line that impacts and improves their running game, enhances their running game, I should say, along with a good, pretty good defense and linebackers anyway. So the Raiders are looking pretty good. This week, or to recap last week, I had 7 out of 11 in my confidence picks. That gives me 63% for the year, 62% for Cleveland. He's only 1 point behind me, so I got to extend this lead this week. That's why I'm choosing KC, Miami, Pittsburgh, Dallas, and New England, all respectively in that order for my confidence picks 1 through 5. That's KC I'm giving 1 point to. Miami gets 2 points from me. Pittsburgh gets 3 points from me. Dallas gets 4 points, and New England gets 5 points for me in confidence picks. I have the Steelers. The Steelers are playing this week. The Browns. So I'm pretty sure that the Steelers are going to beat the Browns. They're playing the Browns this week. Dolphins playing the Rams, playing the 49ers, so pretty confident in that W there. The Cowboys are playing the Ravens. I'm going to go with the Cowboys. They're giving the Ravens 7, and I think it'll be probably a 7 or 8 point game for this week. So just to run down the list of picks, once again, I have KC, Miami, Pittsburgh, Dallas, and New England. New England will give them 5.2. Dallas, I'm giving 4.2. Pittsburgh, I'm giving 3.2. Miami, I'm giving 2.2. KC, I'm giving 1.2 as my confidence pick. That's a win this week. Cleveland has Oakland, he's giving 1.2. Arizona, he's giving 2.2. I'd like to hear his logic on that one because it's a division rival. And they have a pretty tough game this week. As the Cardinals are playing the Vikings, so he's down obviously high on the Cardinals, down on the Vikings. That's a homer division pick right there. And then Pittsburgh and New England, he's given 4 or 5 points to respectively. Couple things I'm looking forward to seeing this week, seeing Trespire this week. How did the Dolphins make it 5 straight wins? Does Tannehill have a big part of the winning game? Do they run it to 200 yards? I doubt it. I doubt they do that against the Los Angeles Rams, but how do they get this victory this week? I'm eager to see. Which playmaker will shine for the Seahawks? You know, is anybody outside of Russell Wilson going to shine for the Seahawks? That's a better question. So I'm excited about seeing what happens this week. We got the Titans playing the Colts. We got the Cardinals versus the Vikings. We got Texans versus the Raiders. Those are going to be some pretty good football games this week. And then, as mentioned, we have the even game, Cardinals and the Vikings. So, yeah, that's going to be a pretty good game for this week. Also, want to touch on some fantasy football. Fantasy football players, we have Tariq Hill. Picked him up a couple weeks ago. He's earning me big points in the Yahoo League and the NFL League, PPR League, that is. New Orleans wide receiver Willie Snead, I've been trying to get rid of this guy for the last couple of weeks, and he's been earning points, and I've been letting him pull. He sat last week. He earned 13 points, but I sat him. But he's earning me some points throughout the season, and I'm going to look for it. I'm going to play him this week and hope to get something out of him. From the Denver running back, he got some time last week, scored a couple touchdowns. And 2 weeks ago, last week, got a little bit of time. I think he picked up 35 yards. But if you're desperate for a running back, he might be somebody to consider looking at for your running backs. So my picks against the spread this week, I have Miami. They're getting a point in L.A., so I got Miami winning that game. I have Tennessee Titans. They're getting 3 against the Indianapolis Colts, right? And I'm picking them over the Colts. Some people might see this and think it's an indictment on Andrew Luck, but it's actually an indictment on the organization as a whole. Because why do you not get this guy some players around him on the defensive end, some offensive linemen that can help block, et cetera. And that's the problem of the coach, the GM, and their drafting. It's severely hurting these guys. Also, giving 7.5 as they go to the Browns. Now, the Browns, as we know, they haven't won a game. They're due to win a game. I doubt they'll go 0-16, but as of right now, they're 0-10, and they're going to be 0-11 because I don't see them winning this week. However, Pittsburgh got to be on top of their game to win. 7.5 points is a lot of points for an NFL team. So, yeah, that focus needs to be there for the Steelers to get a W. Another fantasy gem would be Jacob Tammy. Although he's on a bye this particular week, that'd be another gem to pick up. I picked up Tyrod Taylor when Ben Roethlisberger was down. He was hurt for a couple of weeks. I did pick up Tyrod Taylor to help me out. Cameron Meredith, the receiver out of Chicago. Now, he got a lot of targets, and he's catching the ball, so that makes him pretty hot. Because last week he got 2 targets against against the Buccaneers, but several weeks ago he had 12 targets against the Colts, 15 targets against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and it's been dialed down since then. But he's getting consistent targets, and he might be worth a big play this week if you need a chance. Cameron Meredith, the receiver out of Chicago. And the kicker, if you need a kicker, Santos out of Kansas City, but he may not be available for you, but there's the guy to kind of look at and target. Another person to target in fantasy football this week, if you don't already have Jeremy Hill, Lamar Miller, you might want to target Rashad Jennings, the running back for the New York Giants, who's been putting up points week after week after week. And he'd be a good running back to have because he can catch his balls out the backfield. He can also run, make the tough runs to seal the game as he did this prior week. Somebody else to look at would be Robert Woods. Robert Woods for the Buffalo Bills. He has Tyrod Taylor. Not only does he have Tyrod Taylor, but Robert Woods in the last few weeks, Robert Woods has been Tyrod Taylor's favorite guy. He had 7 targets 2 weeks ago against the Patriots, and then against the Seattle Seahawks, he had 13 targets. So his number of targets, he's only had one game where he's been under 5 targets. So if you don't have Robert Woods, he's been given a chance. He is given a chance every game or every week to make plays from Tyrod Taylor. So go with Robert Woods, the receiver out of Buffalo. That should be a good pickup for you if you need a receiver, along with Tariq Hill and New Orleans William Sneed. Guys, I want to thank you guys for tuning in to another fantastic week. I have a blast doing the show. Typically have more fun doing it with Cleavon, but he couldn't be in with us this week. But to join the show, please call in. And your feedback is welcome and appreciated. And I'd like to hear what you fans have to think about the NFL season and how it's going. And I'd ask a question. I have a blanket question that I can put out there that I'd like to hear your feedback on. Why is the rating for the NFL this season? Some people say it was the election. Some people say it's the penalties and the players. Some people say it's a no fun league to the fans. They don't let the players show their attitude or show their personality and show their ability to have fun. They always want to be stringent and you know, flag players for having their pants up too high. So I like you guys to answer the question and call in or send me an email, cambuf@msn.com. Why do you think the ratings are down in the NFL? This is the greatest sport around, the greatest sport in America. Everybody mimics it, but the ratings have been down this year, and why do you think it is? Please call in and let us know. Thank you for tuning in to another fantastic week. Next week we'll have Cleavon as a part of the show. Thanksgiving is coming around, so you guys travel and be safe. Talk to you soon. Go Dolphins. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in for our fantastic show.